Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Ice Cube said, quote, "Our art is a reflection of our reality," unquote. And that harsh reality is ably reflected in the compelling, no-holds-barred drama Straight Outta Compton, the story of the rise of the controversial West Coast rap group N.W.A. The movie showcases the group's strong social commentary as well as the members', well, bohemian activities and personal conflicts. While gritty and realistic, it's also surprisingly funny. A strong cast of lookalikes for Dr. Dre, Ice Cube, Eazy-E, MC Ren, and DJ Yella breathe life into director F. Gary Gray's intriguing biopic. Even though the movie loses a lot of dramatic steam in the second half, Straight Outta Compton provides an interesting background for the uninitiated and an entertaining nostalgia trip for fans. Who would have thought that the old TV series from the 1960s, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., would have been contemporary movie fodder? Henry Cavill plays U.S. secret agent Napoleon Solo and Army Hammer's Russian agent Ilya Kuryakin, who team up to take on an international crime organization. Director Guy Ritchie's tongue-in-cheek thriller is a mildly entertaining throwback full of zippy action and good humor. The filmmakers chose to maintain the 60s Cold War setting, and that decision turned out to be a good one. It doesn't amount to much, but the stars exhibit some easy charm, and the slick execution makes The Man from U.N.C.L.E. a breezy late-summer distraction. Also opening this week, The End of the Tour is a film about a series of interviews between Rolling Stone reporter David Lipsky and the acclaimed author David Foster Wallace. Jesse Eisenberg and Jason Segel star. Best of Enemies is a documentary about the feud between 1960s voices of the left and right, William F. Buckley and Gore Vidal. Cop Car is a crime thriller starring Kevin Bacon. And Rosamund Pike stars as an assault victim who seeks revenge in the drama Return to Sender. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.